Quality, value, convenience. That's the salesman pitch that started the QVC cable shopping network nearly 20 years ago. Since then, we've seen the advent of the internet and booming retail sales all over the web. But QVC has continued to grow and prosper. Recently in Sedona, Arizona, would-be entrepreneurs tried out for a chance to get in on the action. Arizona Public Radio's Mitch Tyke reports.
Thousands of people flock to Sedona, Arizona every year for a spiritual experience amidst the Red Rocks or maybe to pamper themselves at a spa. Carrie Barney came to Sedona to sell gourmet peanut butter live on television.
I really, really, really want to sell out today. That's a really important goal for us.
Welcome back to QVC's Decade of Discoveries Tour, live from the Red Rocks of Sedona, Arizona.
Barney was about to represent her Minnesota-based company PB Loco on a remote broadcast on the QVC network. PB Loco already has a modest website and a cafe at the Mall of America, but Barney says going on QVC was an exceptional opportunity for the two-year-old company.
But from all I've heard, it could be huge for us in terms of getting the brand out there. I mean, we'll be in millions of people's homes that have never been exposed to us, and just people hearing the brand. So when people see us, I think that it'll click in their memory, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, PB Local, I've heard of them on QVC.
It is a beautiful day to be here in Sedona, and we are continuing our summer journey.
Carrie Barney was one of 10 entrepreneurs from across the nation picked to showcase their products in this Arizona broadcast. Each got 8 precious minutes of airtime to sell things like peanut butter, inflatable futons, and an all-natural anti-odor spray. Marilyn Montross is QVC's Director of Vendor Relations, meaning she helps decide which products make it on TV. Montross says all the products have some commonalities that make them a good fit for QVC and the nearly 90 million homes it reaches.
A lot of them are problem solvers, products that solve a common problem, and then, of course, products that are demonstrable are great on QVC. It's live TV, and it's actually one of the things that sets us apart from brick-and-mortar retail, that we can bring the product to life.
It's that last factor that also sets QVC apart from e-commerce. Maureen Levesque teaches marketing at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. She says even with technologies like streaming video, the internet isn't as good at demonstrating a product as a live host on television. And she says TV remains good at introducing products for the impulse buyer.
You're sitting there, you're watching TV, you become aware of some products that you never knew existed. Whereas on the internet, you usually have an idea of what it is you look for, so that you can do a search.
Which brings us back to PB Loco and QVC host David Venable.
Now, let's talk a little bit about gourmet peanut butters, because as everyone knows, I'm a big fan of the peanut butter.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
You love it? I love that word.
I love it.
You got to try it.
Carrie Barney says her company sales were already growing, but never so fast as on that day in Sedona. QVC viewers bought nearly 5,000 jars of peanut butter in just 6 minutes.
And this just sold out.
In fact, QVC oversold its initial stock of PB Loco peanut butter, which Barney hopes will mean QVC will ask her back on television soon. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke.
I'm going to ask you to do one thing for me. Make more peanut butter and come back and see me.
Right on.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
There we go. All right. Good deal. Carrie, come here. Give me a squeeze, baby girl. All right. That's my girl.